This is Earth and Sky for Saturday, February 5th.
On today's date in 1963, Caltech astronomer Martin Schmidt was examining the spectrum of a star-like object called 3C273. A spectrum results when light is split into a rainbow array of colors. Astronomers routinely use spectra to reveal the composition of distant objects. But lines in this spectrum didn't match any known chemical elements.
Then Schmidt noticed the familiar signature of hydrogen in the spectrum. He had a sudden realization that 3C273 contained normal elements, but its spectral lines were shifted toward the red. Such a large red shift could occur if the object were very distant. In fact, by noting the size of an object's red shift, astronomers can estimate its distance from us. Thus, 3C273 became known for being enormously distant, 3 billion light-years away.
To be so far away and still visible, this object must be intrinsically very bright. It shines with the light of 2 trillion stars like our sun. That's hundreds of times the light of our entire Milky Way galaxy. Yet 3C273 appears to be less than a light year across. Thus, it became known as one of a class of objects called quasars, very distant and very luminous.
Today, astronomers know tens of thousands of quasars. The farthest is around 13 billion light years away. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.